night it is dark and gloomy. There's a bitter chill in the air. And though it's only 3 o'clock, you can't see down the block as the fog has covered the square.
What a dreadful day! Let's go home and stay by the fire in our favorite chair. Oh, it's a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas Eve. Yes, it's a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas Eve.
Scrooge was hard at work, along with Bob, his clerk. Their dingy office is the sea.
What a tiny place, what a dismal space, for we all know that Scrooge is a fiend. Oh, it's a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas Eve. Yes, it's a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas, a Dickens of a Christmas Eve.
Jacob Marley was dead, dead as a doornail. Of that there is no doubt. This fact must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of this story.
Ebenezer Scrooge and Jacob Marley were business partners for I don't know how many years. Scrooge was Marley's sole executor, his sole administrator, his sole friend, and his sole mourner.
Scrooge never painted over old Marley's name. There it stood years afterwards above the warehouse door, Scrooge and Marley. The collection firm was known as Scrooge and Marley.
Now, Scrooge was a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old man, hard and sharp as flint, and self-contained and solitary as an oyster.
The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheeks, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and he spoke shrewdly in his grating voice.
Who is it? Close the door behind you quickly.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Bah, humbug.
Christmas, a humbug, Uncle? Surely you don't mean that.
I do. Merry Christmas? What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough.
Bah, humbug.